Jumps off. Eddie Goldman and Taio Fabluge both leave.
Yeah, I don't report about anything that happens on the field, especially in these camps.
John, how tough is it to, with all these kids, trying to make sure that they keep their, they don't get over aggressive. They're trying to make a good impression, but they, you know, want to try and keep their fundamentals.
You know, like everything, it's all teaching and coaching. So, you know, we talked about it last night. We were able to have administrative as well as football meetings last night about the tempo and those types of things. And you know, you're always correcting and adjusting, but over, you know, all in all, they listen. They try their best to do what you're asking, and you know, most of them are all pleasers.
What do you hope to see, John, in this setting? I mean, a bunch of new guys playing together for the first time. What do you expect to see?
Well, I mean, there's a combination of guys. We've got draft picks that we probably know a little bit better. Then we have college free agents that we actually signed to contracts. And then, you know, we have a bunch of workout guys. So, you know, you can find guys. You know, Victor Cruz started as a workout guy. You know, so we're evaluating. And that's, you know, we come out here and practice and put them in those settings. And then, you know, try to make good choices, whether it's, you know, just like the draft or free agency or whatever, you know, market of players you have.
Would you give them more over each day just to see how they handle additional?
You know, it's a fine line. You know, you want to give them enough, all right, see how they learn, how they can take from the meeting rooms, you know, out to the practice field. But not, you know, so much that you overload them and they don't really get a chance to cut loose and play. So usually keep it pretty simple in this, and we're just kind of reinstalling everything we've been doing with the vets. We've got 7 vets out here that, you know, are legal to practice in this camp. So they're a little bit more familiar with our schemes than some of the new guys just heard it for the first time. But, you know, all in all, you know, I think we had like 3 installs, probably about 6 offensive plays, and see how they execute it.
John, when you brought Adam in, how long did it take for you guys to figure out what this offense would look like versus what it looked like with Peyton, who's obviously a unique player?
You know, part of coaching is, you know, adapting your scheme to players and putting them in position to have success. So that won't change whether it's offense, defense, or special teams. And, you know, right now we're evaluating our players to figure out, you know, maybe what kind of scheme we'll be the best at. So it's, you know, we're going to be constantly changing. It's a little early to predict what that is yet.
If teams found a way to get rookie wide receivers more productive in year one than 10 years ago, is that a little bit easier for you guys to do? And I know every case is different.
You know, it's a good question, Brad. I think, you know, in the past, you know, we have what we call fail rates. And, you know, everybody follows the quarterback just because it's such a visible position. But, you know, over time, you know, 3 years ago when we did that study, you know, the receiver position was right up there with quarterback. You know, I don't know if people are doing a better job of evaluating guys and how they fit their systems, but I think that's changed a little bit over the last couple of years. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's just the history I've seen.
Are receivers coming into the NFL better from more spread offenses? Is that one of the positives of spreads and passing?
Well, I think much like our game, you know, the passing game has become a little more, I don't know, in vogue in college football as well. So, you know, I think if you watched our practice today, there was some issues with taking a snap from under a center. That's one thing I know that they're not doing as much in college now. But as far as the passing game, I think, you know, just like our game, it's, you know, there are more passes in college football as well.
John, what stands out to you about Adam Gase and the time you've worked with him, particularly how he's grown as a coordinator and what makes him good at what he does?
I think he's a real good young coach. I mean, I think he was brought up right, meaning he's not afraid to work. He works countless hours. He's smart. You know, I think he's really sharp on game day. As far as a play caller, there's a certain art to that as well. You know, those are the things that stick out. And, you know, like I said, he's a good evaluator, which I think is all part of coaching. So, I mean, I've been impressed with what I've seen.
A couple more bringing Coach Gase.
What did you guys like about Shane Carden?
No, he was actually a guy that, you know, we had good grades on. You know, a guy that could have potentially been a draft pick. So, you know, our scouts obviously saw a lot more of him than the coaching staff. But, you know, he was productive, smart, you know, just he has good moxie, you know, being able to execute in a pass offense that, you know, throws the ball quite a bit and was very productive.